This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The gay rights movement usually claims that gay marriage will not affect anyone except the people getting married. They claim it is no offense to traditional marriage, but that does not appear to be true. Here is a curious incident that happened in the state of Washington, where same-sex marriage is legal. The manager of a flower shop was asked by a customer named Robert Ingersoll to provide flowers for his upcoming marriage to his same-sex partner. The manager told him she could not do that because of, quote, her relationship with Jesus Christ. Robert Ingersoll then wrote about this incident on Facebook. The Washington State Attorney General's office heard about this and decided to sue the florist. The left wants to make the florist decision an issue of discrimination. The left wing says that this incident is no different from having a whites-only restaurant. But the florist was not discriminating against people. She has openly gay employees, and she is happy to sell flowers to gay customers, which she has been doing for years. This was about an event, not a person. The florist simply refused to assist with an activity she objected to for religious reasons. So it appears that same-sex marriage does indeed have a large effect on society and an immediate effect on the wedding vendors who will now be required to participate in it. If the vendors do not cooperate in same-sex marriages, they face lawsuits from the state. The left wing wants to use the government power to force acceptance of its lifestyle. The homosexual movement does not practice the tolerance it preaches. We seem to be reaching the point where one of the biggest issues in same-sex marriage is the free speech right of others to criticize it. Whatever happened to our First Amendment free exercise of religion?
College students, you're invited to the 20th Annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. All right, we're continuing our 9/11 special, and I hate to call it that because 9/11 was not special. It was evil, and it continues to be the skull in our closet, literally the skull and bones in our closet that is used to propagandize us. And every year around this time, you'll notice more stories about it. It's no surprise that the Syrian conflict is starting to heat up around this time and so on and so forth. We're going to have Mark Passio in a half hour to take a look at the occult ritual behind 9/11 and a bit more about the esoteric aspects of it. That chilling call where we heard those children say those series of words was just absolutely chilling, like I said. And I wanted to get Mark on to talk about that. And then next hour we'll have Lennon Honor on and maybe another surprise guest. We'll see how it goes. But now we're very lucky to have somebody who has been involved with this community from the very beginning. He has had a tremendous influence, and you love him, you hate him. He's been there with On the Point commentary with his great background in academia as a scholar. It's none other than Dr. Jim Fetzer, and he joins us now live on the Bob Tuscan Show. Jim, great to have you. Always great to talk with you, and I know you've been a very vocal person when it comes to 9/11 for some time now.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be with you, Bob, and what we're seeing here in Syria is the playing out of the final stages of the end game of the Israeli master plan to dominate the Middle East, which was all justified on the basis of the contrived events of 9/11, which involved collusion between the neocons and in the Department of Defense and the Mossad and the CIA. In fact, most students of intel operations concur that there were only two agencies in the world that could have pulled it off. One was the CIA, the other was the Mossad. In this case, they were operating together.
The people who don't talk about the Mossad are missing an important piece of the puzzle here, and even the lamestream media at the time said that they were complicit. You know, they openly suggested that there was people arrested on the George Washington Bridge, and after the fact, those same people went on Israeli television and openly announced what they had been involved with.
Well, that's absolutely right. And, of course, when Wesley Clark returned from serving as Supreme Commander of Allied Forces Europe to the Pentagon, he was confronted with a plan to destabilize seven Arab countries in the next 5 years. Actually, one of those was the Persian nation of Iran. But, I mean, it included, you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and working its way to Syria and then Iran, where the Syrian situation has proven far more difficult for the forces of the New World Order to be able to prevail. And I actually believe that with the astute support of Vladimir Putin, that in fact this whole Zionist plan to dominate the Middle East is going to be defeated.
We can only hope. So you wanted to talk about not just 9/11, because you've done tremendous amounts of work on it. You have founded a group called Scholars for 9/11 Truth, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, in December 2005. I wanted to comment on our political leadership today, because sure. To me it's profoundly embarrassing that John Kerry has been making so many outrageous and false remarks, and that Barack Obama has turned into some kind of stooge. I mean, let me summarize a few key points. Kerry has repeatedly asserted about what he knew, that he knew where the missiles came from, he knew where they had landed, he knew who had used them. But as recently as Monday, the Associated Press reported that proof that Assad had used them was difficult to nail down. They had an article here in the Wisconsin State Journal, Bob, entitled White House, Proof is Elusive, but Common Sense Shows Assad Attack Are Linked, Aide says, which is far removed from the claims to certainty and knowledge made by our Secretary of State. He even claims to support this conclusion based upon talk about gas masks by Syrian leaders, Bob. When sarin is absorbed through the skin, gas masks are not relevant to the use of sarin. He has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And he went on to insist that no one has ever denied that Assad used sarin gas, when Assad has denied it. The Russians have provided the UN with a 100-page study that supports him, and even Alan Grayson, Democrat of Florida, has observed that the intelligence is being manipulated. So he even lies about resistance to his lies.
It's funny, you know, how do you know when he's lying? When he moves his mouth, huh? As they say.
Well, and in fact, if you think about common sense, when Assad's forces are defeating the rebels and the UN inspection team is about to arrive, it would have been an act of colossal stupidity to have resorted to chemical weapons he did not need. But it would have been a perfect time for the rebels to have used them to frame the Syrian government by creating a fabricated attack. So even common sense supports that the rebels did it, not the Syrian government. And Bob, would you believe there's a brand new article where the U.S. Military has confirmed that the rebels have had sarin?
No.
Yep.
That means everything they're telling us is BS?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Let me tell you how much worse it is. I mean, when Barack Obama, you know, looks the nation in the eye and then lies to us in a bald-faced way, to me it's right. Completely disconcerting. I mean, the way to avoid the use of force is to authorize it. That's his proposal, but that's ridiculous. There's no imminent threat. The use of force would be a violation of international law and of the U.S. Constitution. Bob, I haven't heard a single mainstream media spokesman make the point that the use of cruise missiles would bring about overwhelmingly more civilian deaths than those allegedly killed, whether it's the inflated number of 1,400 plus or the Doctors Without Borders undoubtedly more accurate figure of 355. Unless the Security Council approves it, we would be violating international law. We're bound to the UN by treaty, where the Constitution grants treaties the same standing as the Constitution. That's Article 6, by the way. Obama took an oath, Bob, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
I thought he was a constitutional scholar, right?
I know it!
Yeah,
this is so shocking!
It is, but Jim, listen, it's for the children.
Yeah, it's for the children. So Obama took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, with or without congressional support, Bob. Doing this would warrant his impeachment. I'm reminded of the story from Vietnam. We had to destroy the village to save it. So we have to violate international law to uphold it and murder civilians in order to protect them. What rubbish.
Yeah, it's the same old. And this is all coming from, well, I guess it's been going on longer than this. But 9/11 is a major piece to this puzzle. It whether or not it's directly related, it really did kickstart, to use the new lingo, all of this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the whole agenda, you know, that underlay 9/11 was to instill fear into the American people so we'd reverse our foreign policy, which at least officially meant we never attacked any nation that hadn't attacked us first. Yet we invaded Afghanistan within 3 weeks of 9/11. And then when we went into Iraq, it was for all the phony reasons about weapons of mass destruction, collusion with al-Qaeda, and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we've been sold one lie after another, and now we have a mass of more lies in relation to Syria. I mean, most of these nations including Libya and Iraq and Iran, have gone off of the petrodollar. That appears to be their major offense in the eyes of the Western world. When the rebel group in Syria, in Lebanon, in Libya, as its first act, Bob, founded a central bank, I knew something was wrong.
It seems like that's a common thing when we're talking about these Middle Eastern countries that we want to go after. Libya, Iraq, of course, had a similar thing going on. Even Afghanistan, I guess, could be considered to have had the same sort of situation.
Well, now go ahead.
We got to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue to talk about this with our special guest, Dr. Jim Fetzer. And he joins us tonight on the Bob Tuskin Show to take a look at 9/11, not just 9/11, where we're headed from here, more importantly, and some new information that you might not have heard on the other side of this break.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Being built as a day for remembering what is the question? what really happened on that dreadful day? Well, we have people who have been able to uncover many of the facts that the lamestream media have covered up, and one of those individuals is Dr. Jim Fetzer with Scholars for 9/11 Truth and all the other great work he's done over the years. Jim, where are we headed? Where are we going? Where would you like to pick it up?
I'd like to say, you know, continue to comment about the present situation. I think the American people are starting to catch on. I mean, Common Cause surveyed 20,000 of its members and found 90% of its readers don't support giving Obama congressional authorization to launch a limited or focused military operation. Only 5% were undecided. Only 5% supported it. I mean, that's overwhelming. And, of course, the Congress is definitive. I mean, Obama acted as though, you know, he was being statesmanlike by not going to the Congress, but it was obvious that he would have lost the vote not only in the House but probably in the Senate. Rand Paul has been doing a brilliant job of underlining some of the crucial weaknesses of the government's position, including that there's no obvious American interest there whatsoever. In fact, Obama's gone way out of his way to give contorted arguments of why these chemical weapons could get in the wrong hands and somehow they could wind up being used against American troops and all that. I mean, it's all ridiculous and involves a whole lot of hypotheticals that normally government officials aren't willing to address. I must say we've got a couple of additional developments here, which is one that the turns out a new release from the Guardian shows that the NSA in Israel had a secret memorandum which shows that the intelligence being gathered by the NSA is being shared with Israel without any filter. In other words, our raw communications data being gathered by the NSA is being sent directly to Israel. I find that completely offensive. I mean, it's obviously a violation of all kinds of rights of citizens to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. And yet Obama has stood up for this NSA surveillance, which, by the way, cannot be justified on the basis of 9/11 because the program was initiated in February of 2001, 7 months before 9/11.
Steve, would you like to chime in here?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to be on air with Jim. We've talked a little off there, but you know, somebody in the chat room pointed out that the U.S. gassed Americans at Waco with CS gas. I mean, shouldn't the international community attack the United States on the basis of this using gas against their own citizens?
That's a very nice point. In fact, yeah. We used, you know, Agent Orange in Vietnam. We used napalm, which is a dreadful weapon against the Germans in World War II. In fact, one of the reasons why the occupants of the concentration camps were in a state of starvation was the massive bombing of the Allies also interdicted railroad lines, so they weren't able to supply the concentration camps with food. Not only that, but at the Nuremberg Tribunal, it was determined as a principle that collective punishment is a war crime, and here the Allies were performing massive collective punishment. In the first Gulf War, we used some weird kind of gas that resulted in Gulf War syndrome, which the VA still doesn't want to acknowledge exists. And you know, we have performed many of these actions. We gave Saddam Hussein the very gas he used against the Iranians when he launched his aggressive war. We still have those photographs of Donald Rumsfeld warmly greeting him and shaking hands in relation to some of these transfers of weapons. It's completely disgusting. And the point about Waco is impeccable. I mean, the United States has committed many atrocities and does not have clean hands when it comes to chemical weapons. So the hypocrisy involved here is overwhelming. Not only that, but it's well known by students of foreign affairs that the Syrians had this enormous repository of chemical weapons to offset the Israeli stock of nuclear weapons, where the Israelis have somewhere between 200 and 600 or more nuclear weapons. They have not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. They won't allow inspectors. And ironically, the laws that govern foreign aid dictate that the United States may not provide foreign aid to any nation that has weapons of mass destruction that hasn't signed the relevant conventions that regulate it, which means it's not even legal for the United States to be providing this massive foreign aid to Israel. It's disgusting.
It sure is. It's absolutely out of control. And the hypocrisy is evident to everybody around the world. How can we possibly lead by example? I mean, I'm embarrassed for the United States.
Well, you're absolutely right from the point of view of the international community, but Americans are so gullible and they're so addicted to believing what the government tells us that we're being played for saps. The mainstream media is completely unreliable, which appears to be a reason why the younger generation is going more and more to the internet, to alternative programs, shows like this one, for information, because they know it's more accurate and reliable than what they're getting from ABC, NBC, CBS, and the rest.
If they can get beyond the Dancing with the Stars and
Silence. Oh, we actually enjoy that show, Bob.
I know. Every time I bring it up, you tell me that.
I don't call Dancing with the Stars, but let me tell you, here's another. You know, this is not over yet, even though I believe that Putin has masterfully taken the initiative away from Obama by seizing, you know, Kerry's casual observation to get these chemical weapons under international control, which is a brilliant solution to the problem. Obama should have leapt on it with both feet because it got him out of a box, unless he wants to stay there. Well, get this. Here's the latest report I have. U.S. weapons reaching Syrian rebels. They're now getting arms from the United States. The United States is taking a stand here. And these rebels, these are a disgusting mix. Many of them are tied in with Al-Qaeda. Officially, Al-Qaeda attacked us on 9/11. The Al-Nusra Front has committed over 300 terrorist acts. It is properly designated a terrorist organization by the United Nations. And the Free Syrian Army was recently featured on the national press, where they were executing seven Syrian soldiers, a clear violation of the Geneva Conventions. And also, you well recall, when one of the leaders of the Free Syrian Army was observed carving the heart out of a dead Syrian soldier and then eating it in front of a camera. I mean, this is disgusting. These are the people we're siding with. We're becoming Al-Qaeda's Air Force. The whole situation is chaotic and insane, and I'm disgusted with our leadership.
Terrorists, you know. There are freedom fighters. I mean, terrorists. And it makes it okay in this case. Well, not really. But you get the point.
I'm just glad to see that the American people are seeing through it, and no one has budged, and no one appears to have been affected by Obama's speech, which was rather schizophrenic. I mean, part of it was all this posturing about why it was essential to attack the Syrians without ever even acknowledging that it would be a clear violation of international law and a violation of the Constitution, which he took an oath to defend. So he's actually out there advocating for an impeachable offense, and by God, I actually believe if he does it, he will be impeached.
Yeah. Well, he used the term punish a lot, didn't he? Punish.
He did.
I mean, it's the same words, justice, punished.
The stern authoritarian father figure.
Authority. How many times did they use the word authority?
I know. And they're flying through their teeth about the evidence because, you know, claiming it's certain, it's not only not certain, but all the evidence indicates it was the rebels who used the sarin gas, and then we have further confirmation that they possessed the sarin gas, and it would have made sense for them to use it. It would have made no sense at all for Assad to have done so.
You're absolutely right. Well, thanks for coming on. We're all out of time for this segment. We'll have to have you back on for a full show to talk about this. I can't get this visual out of my mind, Steve and Jim, of Dr. Jim Fetzer after a long day of intense research on 9/11 and all these different topics we talk about, sitting down on the couch with his wife watching Dancing with the Stars.
We've got to have some levity here.
Yeah, well, it's great to be on with you both, okay? I also enjoy Castle, for example, one of my favorite shows. And so I'm not a purist when it comes to television.
All right, fair enough.
Even watching Soprano reruns at this point.
All right. We'll be right back with Mark Passio.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
And colleague Mark Passio from whatonearthishappening.com is his website, and he joins us now for our special here. Mark, what's going on, man?
Bob, thank you so much for inviting me onto the show tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on, and you have a different look at 9/11 that I think is an important one. You look at the occult aspects of it that are not so occulted anymore because of the information that you've shared about this event. We only have the next half hour to talk about it, so I'm going to give you the floor. Break down the esoteric and ritualistic symbolisms involved here with 9/11.
Sure. Well, the first thing people need to understand is that when it comes to 9/11/2001, this was essentially a mass trauma-based mind control ritual. That's what this was. They were trying to embed as much trauma into the human mind because it's impossible for the human brain to take in what was happening all at once on this day, okay? So that they could basically keep people in a perpetual state of fear to get an agenda that they wanted to get through, which is taking more civil liberties away from the public, waging illegal wars of aggression overseas, and essentially erecting a police state here at home. This took the form of a symbolic ritual. In many ways, this event was highly, highly symbolic. And again, this will be very difficult for some people to accept because they're still looking at only the political aspects of things or the financial aspects of things. But you have to understand that behind the political machinations that take place in our world, of course, there's the financial magicians that are really running the politicians. But behind those bankers, behind those money masters, there is an occultic priest class that is ultimately running things. And they do this by controlling how people think. They're controlling the human mind, the psyche. They know all the deepest, darkest aspects about how the human mind operates and how our deepest motivations operate, and they're controlling us with that knowledge because most of the public lacks that knowledge about themselves. This occultic priest class is extraordinarily reptilian-minded in their thinking, meaning that they do things the same way all the time. Repetition is a big part of what they do. And ritual is a huge part of what they do. They do the same things over and over in a repetitive fashion and in a specific way, ritualistically. Okay. Symbolism is their hidden language. They speak through an encoded language of symbols that so that they can communicate to those who are in the know regarding this hidden language that is only really spoken amongst them. They're literate in it. The public is not literate in this form of symbolic language. Therefore, they can speak to each other using these symbols, whereas the public would not recognize what really is being said. I think one of the best ways that they've shown that they how they do this communication is on 9/11/2001. The pillars themselves, the buildings, okay, the three buildings that were taken down on 9/11, I won't use the term collapse. They were taken down by some unknown mechanism. Some people have a lot of theories about, you know, how this was done. I'm not going to so much focus on the how, but as to the why and the deep underlying symbolic significance of what these pillars, these buildings represented. There's traditions in the occult that always have the symbolism of three pillars. Many different traditions in occult schools of thought or mystery tradition schools of knowledge have dealt with the concept of three pillars. If you look at this concept in the system of Kabbalah, you'll see that the Kabbalistic tree of life being the main symbol of the Kabbalistic tradition, there are three main pillars or paths on the tree of life. Okay, there's the left-hand path, the right-hand path, and then the middle path, the middle way. This is reflected, or I guess you could say it resonates in the tradition of Freemasonry. Freemasonry borrows heavily from the Kabbalistic tradition, and it has its own interpretation of three pillars. On the first degree tracing board in the Masonic tradition, you see these three pillars symbolically depicted. Now, I would say that they represent essentially the same thing that they do on the Kabbalistic tree of life symbol. Okay, there's the left-hand pillar, the right-hand pillar, and the middle pillar. And what these pillars essentially represent are thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. There is two polarities. The two main pillars, the large pillars, are the polarities. And these represent largely the masculine and feminine sides of the consciousness of all human beings. So we have a masculine aspect to ourself. This is essentially our actions. And then we have a feminine aspect to ourselves. This is the inward aspects of the personality. These are our emotions. And then there is a synthesis. There is something that bridges these, and that's our thoughts. Our thoughts are the bridge between our emotions and our actions. And this middle pillar is the synthesis symbolically in all of these traditions. And it represents bridging the masculine and the feminine, or essentially uniting them, bringing them into synthesis, bringing the emotions and actions into synthesis with each other through knowledge and through what we have come to know and understand. And what they're doing here symbolically in this ritual is they are destroying all three aspects of consciousness. They're destroying not only the masculine and feminine aspects, but they're taking down the middle pillar as well. Now, the middle pillar also represents in these traditions the will. Okay, it represents the will to actually climb out of a lower level of consciousness, or to essentially climb out of fear-induced consciousness. In other words, it represents the will to engage courage and to change one's entire state of consciousness through the courage to look at what is, to look at the truth, and to gain understanding from that. And this entire ritual is about essentially destroying the will. It's about taking down human consciousness by destroying these three symbolic pillars that are represented by the buildings, okay? So if you look at the ritual, you only had two pillars that were actually struck by planes, ostensibly struck by planes. Again, I don't want to get into all the different theories about how the buildings were taken down, whether there were planes or not. We're talking about the underlying reasons why they did this ritual in a specific progression, and how they were using the ritual to induce mass amounts of fear. So if you look at the two main pillars, these are the left and right, the two main buildings, towers one and two. These are the left and right pillars in these different traditions, both the Kabbalistic tradition, the Freemasonic tradition, and you also see these pillars reflected in the tarot tradition in the occult. If you look at the numbers, okay, that of each of the buildings, you had built the north tower was tower one, the south tower was tower two, and then there was building seven. Okay, this was the third pillar. Building seven represented symbolically the middle pillar in these traditions, or again, the pillar of the will. Now, if you total those numbers, one being the north tower, the masculine pillar, okay, because it had the antenna or phallic symbol upon it, and that makes it the masculine pillar. You had the feminine pillar, which was tower two, the south tower, and then you had building seven. 1 plus 2 plus 7 is 10. In the Kabbalistic tradition, the three pillars have 10 sephirot on them, which means emanations. These are spheres that represent different aspects of human consciousness. When you study the Kabbalistic tradition, it is said that this number 10 is a sacred number, and that it is not to be subtracted from or added to, that there are only 10 of the sephirot on the tree of life, and it is blasphemy to speak of it as having either 9 sephirot or 11 sephirot. So the entire nature of the ritual becomes one of a dark occultism, blasphemy, mind control, etc., when you take into account that the entire ritual is actually taking place on the date 9/11, and that's a symbolic name in and of itself, because 9 and 11 are basically seen as vile when you look at them in terms of the tree of life, which is what these three buildings are symbolically seen as in this ritual. So you have.
All right, let's hold it there, Mark.
Sure.
And when we come back, we'll spend the next portion of the show continuing this discussion with Mark Passio. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Don't go anywhere.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury, customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff, and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, we're going to try to get to as much of this information that we can before the end of this hour. And then, of course, next hour, we have Lennon Honor coming on the show to talk about his book on this topic. And Mark, the floor is yours. Go ahead and pick it up.
Sure. So I was talking about the actual name of the 9/11 ritual as its numerological significance being rooted in the Kabbalistic tradition, the building numbers of 1, 2, and 7 representing the 10 sephirot on the Tree of Life, this symbol consisting of three pillars, and the three buildings, towers 1, 2, and 7, corresponding symbolically to those paths on the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. So the Tree of Life in Kabbalah is referred to as the ladder to God. It is about an ascent that man must make within himself from base consciousness or fear-based consciousness to godlike or higher consciousness that is rooted in truth and an understanding of natural law. So this ladder is what is symbolically being destroyed on 9/11/2001 through the destruction of these three buildings. If you look at the Freemasonic tradition, the first degree tracing board of the Entered Apprentice, again, you have the symbolism of the ladder. This is Jacob's ladder that sits upon the pillar of wisdom or the pillar of the will, the middle pillar in this tracing board. And again, they're symbolically destroying these three buildings, and that would be in the Freemasonic tradition. These three pillars in the first degree tracing board are the pillars of Joachim and Boaz, and the third pillar, again, the pillar of wisdom or Jacob's ladder. And this is symbolically representing the temple of Solomon, which is the temple that is inside humankind. It is the temple of the mind, the masculine pillar representing the left brain and the masculine aspects of the being, and the right pillar representing the right brain or the feminine aspects of the being. Again, actions and emotions and the synthesis between them. So one has to understand that's what this entire ritual is about. It is about symbolically destroying these three buildings, which represent these pillars in these different occult traditions that are symbolic corollaries to human consciousness, because that's what they're doing. They're bringing down the ability for people to ascend to a higher level of consciousness by this massive injection of fear into the human mindset on a mass scale. One needs to only look a little bit further to the excessive use of numerology in this ritual as well, because each one of the planes, which actually the numbers of the planes that ostensibly did these dastardly acts of destruction on this day, each one of these plane numbers has very deep occult significance when it comes to occult numerology. Again, the number 93, which is what that plane that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. 93 is a very highly symbolic number in occultism because it represents the will to ascend out of ego and dualistic thinking and to reach a form of higher consciousness and to get out of fear and to get out of mind control. The number 93 represents basically purifying oneself and coming to be in the world but not of it, and to align with the will of creation. Okay, so this was the plane that I feel was supposed to strike Tower 7 to complete the ritual, and something else interfered with those plans. I feel that perhaps someone ignored their stand down order, and this plane was perhaps shot down. But in any event, the number 93 has to do with the will. And I think that's why they took Building 7 down, because they could not allow it to remain standing symbolically. That would not allow the ritual to be completed symbolically. So they went ahead and completed the ritual anyway by bringing down the middle pillar. This other plane didn't make it to that destination, and they said, well, we have to complete this ritual destruction of these three buildings anyway. And hence, that's the reason that they took down, the symbolic reason that they took down Building 7, even though no plane had hit it, and then thus opening up the floodgates for people understanding that this was obviously done through other forces like controlled demolition, etc., when obviously no plane had hit that building. Again, there are real world significance as to why they had to take that building down too, because of all the types of documents that were housed in the offices of the CIA and the Security Exchange Commission, etc. So if you look at other plane numbers, Flight 11, that's the first plane to hit the North Tower, okay? This was 11 is a signaling number used in occultism, specifically often dark occultism as well, by which occultists identify each other. You'll notice the sign of the horns or the cornu, which is often flashed by dark occultists, representing duality. That's the number 11, symbolically, placing the two, little finger and the index finger in an upward position with the other three fingers held down. Okay, and it symbolically represents the denial of the Trinity, or again, the three aspects of consciousness, thought, emotion, and action, holding those down while raising duality. And this is a number that represents, again, duality, chaos, the fall of consciousness, us versus them thinking, or the synthesis that takes place between opposing forces. And again, that's how this ritual was being used, in a dark dialectical sense, to play forces off against each other so that a third party could come out on top. You look at the number 77, which is the number of the plane that allegedly struck the Pentagon, very highly symbolic in occult schools of thought. 77 is often depicted as the number of sorcery and deceit and chaos prevailing over truth. That's what the number symbolically represents, because again, it is falling short of being of a higher consciousness and a higher nature. It is 72 sevens out of the three possible sevens. Again, the triple seven representing man in his more perfected state, or in his state of higher consciousness. And if we're only arriving at two sevens out of the three, symbolically what this represents is a failure of the will and a failure of consciousness. And if we only have two out of three, symbolically, two-thirds, if we just take that as a decimal, and then we divide it, three into two. Two-thirds as a fraction reduces to a repeating six. And again, symbolically, this represents failure. It represents not arriving at the truth. It represents not perfecting ourselves or purifying ourselves and remaining in a base state of consciousness and in base nature. So that is the plane that ostensibly hit the Pentagon. Many different alternative theories surrounding what happened there on 9/11. But the fourth plane, people will say, well, what's the significance of the number 175? Because many people, even within occultic schools of thought, do overtly recognize the occult significance in numerology of 93, 11, and 77. But 175 ostensibly doesn't seem to have any occult significance, but in fact it does, because it is the number 418 in disguise. See, if you just simply take one off the five, you get a four, and if you add one, that one to the seven, you get an eight, and then rearrange the positions. 175 and 418 are both equivalent in occult gematria or numerology, because they both add to the number 13. And this is a number that represents manifestation in occultism. It is it's a number that basically represents a magical working or a ritual. And this is the second plane that this is the number of the second plane, 175, that hit the South Tower. So you have the first plane, 11, that being the signaling number of the event, that this is an occultic event. And then you have the number that this is a ritual, 175 or 418, the number of manifestation in dark occultism. So tons and tons of occult significance to the entire event. If you want to learn more, check out my website. I go into this in great detail, whatonearthishappening.com.
Len and Honor coming up next. Thanks, Mark, for that. We'll be right back.
You got it.
The Bob Tuscan.
Freedom ain't.